following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Golfsmith and TaylorMade want to help you give Dad the best Father's Day ever with exclusive deals on the hottest gear in golf. Give the game-changing TaylorMade R1 driver and get $50 instant savings, plus a $25 Golfsmith gift card. Save $100 instantly on any 8-piece Rocket Blades iron set and score a $50 Golfsmith gift card, because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golf.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday, staying real busy with College World Series preview talk. Going to talk LSU, going to talk Louisville, and we hope North Carolina State before the end of the hour. Also, Josh Howgie, Tri-City Storm coach, going to join us. He has hired his two new assistant coaches, and he'll tell us who those are. Randy, what's up, man? What a game last night. Oh, wait.
All right, well, yeah. It was a bit of a snooze. I'll be honest with you. Here's the honesty portion of our program. I have not watched a minute of the NBA Finals
yet. You were busy last night.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to, it was over by the time you got home.
Well, there was that. I actually saw the score and I was going, hey, I think I'll watch the Reds and the Cubs. And I did that being a Reds fan.
Which one was more of an ass kick?
Hey, my team was doing the ass kicking, so I was enjoying that part of it. So I watched the Reds. They're only on like five times a year, you know, because all the other times are taken by the Yankees and Red Sox. So I had to sit and watch a little bit of the game, but I still think it's going to be very, very difficult for the Spurs. And I saw what they did last night. I still think it's going to be very difficult for them to win in Miami in an elimination game when the Heat have their back against the wall. And that's why I hate that format. And we've had it for a generation now. I hate the 2-3-2 format. Yeah. I hate it.
2-2-1-1-1. They do it the rest of the playoffs. That would be a little bit more exciting. We've got a lot of giveaways. It boggles my mind that you can have two blowouts in the finals. I can see that in the first round.
Right.
But
yeah.
Two blowouts in the finals in game four tomorrow.
It's such a game of momentum, though. I mean, it is. It's a game of momentum, and they make adjustments. And obviously, the Spurs had a great game plan last night, and they're so strong at home. But you got to remember, the Heat have been one of the best road teams that has been in the NBA this year.
Well, let's get our show's 11 o'clock hour underway here with welcoming back the most popular team. I can't think that they're, I mean, unless Nebraska or Creighton get in, they are the most popular team
to
Omaha. And I don't even remember who the old coach used to be. It's Paul Mainieri. That's all. I don't remember who was before Paul Mainieri. He's got LSU back here at Omaha, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning, guys. Oh, you remember who the old coach was.
Skip
only
something.
Won about five of them, and I think he was there about 11 times. Hard to forget the old skipper.
Well, Coach, what is it like being in the role of maybe that favored team from a fan perspective, the whole just coming to Omaha? It's so expected of LSU baseball. And when you took over, you said, we're going to get back there. You did. You've brought the national championship home. But the atmosphere is just Omaha or bust every year for the LSU Tigers.
Well, that's what you sign up for. If you're afraid, you should not come to LSU to coach or play. I can tell you that. The expectations are great, but the rewards are so great as well. You know, there's no place like LSU when it comes to college baseball as far as how great the rewards are. You know, they give you a beautiful field to play in. We averaged 11,000 people a game this year. Can you imagine that? 11,006 was our average attendance. We drew 473,000 people for our home games this year. So you can't have a beautiful stadium and great fan support, unbelievable media coverage, and all the other resources that you have, and then not have expectations on the other side. That'd be like speaking with forked tongue, you know. So I accept it all, and it's a fun place to coach, especially when you win, and especially when you get to go to Omaha, because the people down here in Baton Rouge think of Omaha as their second home. You know, that's like Baton Rouge North in their mind. And there'll be a lot of people coming with us, I'm sure. The tailgates will be flying. Get ready for the shrimp etouffee and everything else, you know, the spicy foods. The people are going to come up there and have some fun, spend some money, and hopefully get to stay for a while. That's our job. We have to go out there and win some games so they can enjoy themselves.
Well, Coach, you kind of mentioned that Omaha becomes Baton Rouge North. I think you had a lot of Nebraska fans, a lot of Midwestern fans, a lot of the folks in the Midwest really embrace you guys. You mentioned that you got great fan support. I think the fans, and you mentioned the tailgates, I think the tailgaters do a great job of recruiting additional fans for you guys to play in Omaha.
It's amazing when you give people food and drink, boy, how much they like you, isn't it?
Well, you know, it works for us.
That's just how the folks are here, though. You know, they love this. They love life. You know, they just love to have fun, any excuse for a party. And if you walk by a tailgate that has an LSU tent and you smile at the people and make eye contact, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get invited in for some food and drink. And next thing you know, you've got some brand new best friends, and you know, and you end up rooting for the Tigers. So, yeah, we like to think that we enjoy a little bit of a home field advantage when we come to Omaha.
Paul Mineri, LSU head baseball coach, joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show on ESPN Radio. They'll take on UCLA on Sunday night. Let's talk a little bit about your ball club, coach, and it starts with the freshman of the year, Alex Bregman, and you go find this kid in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So great job of recruiting, but just talk about the season that this young man has had for you.
He's really been the difference of our team this year. Last year, we had a good team, and it was a disappointment. You know, we didn't get to Omaha, but we were overcoming some holes and some weaknesses in our team, and still almost made it. But some of the pieces that we added this year, starting with Bregman, really made the difference for us. We knew Bregman was a good hitter. There's no doubt about that. I mean, anybody would recognize that if you saw him hit. But what I didn't realize was how good of a defensive player he was. He's really a good shortstop and an outstanding base runner. But the biggest thing about Bregman is just his attitude and his enthusiasm and his positiveness and his optimism and how he interacts with his teammates. He quickly became the leader of our team as a true freshman. He had an unbelievable year as a national freshman of the year, first team all-conference shortstop in the SEC, which is unheard of. And at the beginning of the year when we have media days and so forth, and I announced that Bregman would be our three-hole hitter and starting shortstop as a true freshman, I think half the media out there, their jaws dropped. You don't see that happen very often at a place like LSU. And yet he hasn't wavered. He played the first 13 games of the year without making an error. He's batted three-hole. He's leading our team in hitting. He's just been a really outstanding part of our team.
Coach, it appears you're really kind of peaking at the right time of the year. You're undefeated in the postseason. You won, you know, the last three games, including the SEC tournament, going in. What are you guys doing now? Not that you've ever really had a down stretch in there, but there was a little period there that you weren't playing that level of ball. What has improved? Why are you peaking at this time of year? What are you doing a little different?
Well, that's a good question. This season's been really magical. Our outstanding sports information director, Bill Franquez, keeps letting everybody know we're the fastest LSU team to 30 wins or 40 wins or 50 wins. You know, we're doing all these things that had never been done before at LSU. And yet during a stretch here, everybody's like, well, what's wrong with LSU? What's wrong with the Tigers? Why are they not playing well? And yet we were winning the games. And so, you know, at the end of the day, that's really the goal. But I know what people mentioned. There were some days where maybe we didn't hit great, or a couple days we didn't play, you know, super defense or didn't pitch well or whatever, but still found a way to win. But, you know, the regional, honestly, we didn't play that great of baseball. The opening day against Jackson State, Ryan Eads went out there and I had to hook him in the third inning because he couldn't throw strikes. And then we had a miscommunication between Rimes and Bregman. They crashed into each other on a pop-up and both of them had to go to the hospital. And it was just kind of Murphy's Law. Everything that was happening was crazy. Yet we still found a way to win. The next night against Sam Houston State in the winner's bracket game, we made three errors in the first inning with Nola pitching, and he had to throw 42 pitches to get through the first inning and gave up five runs. We were down 5-1, but we rallied to win that game. And then we didn't play great the third game against ULL, but good enough to win. But we played pretty good baseball against Oklahoma this past weekend. So, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe we've been winning but not playing great, but now we're starting to peak a little bit. But, you know, Omaha is a whole different animal. Our 09 team, when we went there, we took it to another level and just played awesome. We played loose and relaxed and confident and aggressive and, you know, just, you know, we were a team of destiny. Maybe this team will display those same characteristics.
We're talking with Coach Paul Mainieri of LSU here on the Doug and Daddy Show, headed to the College World Series. As you said, it's all not peaches and cream every single time. What is the status of Cody Glenn? He's been kind of your number two guy. He was available last week. How's he bounced back? What's his mental state, and what are you going to do with him here at the College World Series?
Well, we haven't decided yet on our second starting pitcher. Aaron Nola will pitch game one against UCLA on Sunday night. But Glenn is back. You know, I don't think he's pitched in about 20-something days for our team, and that's a little bit of a concern. We had to unfortunately suspend him for the regional for a violation of team rules. I let the team vote if they wanted him back, and they did. They voted him back, so he was available last game three. But there was no game three. And so Monday what we did was a nice long simulated game with him. He threw about 80 pitches, and quite frankly, he threw the ball pretty well. He threw it much better than he did last week in the simulated game. So I'm much more confident with the idea of running him out there. He just struggled a little bit lately, but he battles through it. I just haven't decided on a game two starter yet. We're going to kind of see how the other teams look that we potentially could play North Carolina and North Carolina State, see what maybe the best matchup is, and then we'll decide after Sunday night's game.
Well, offensively, you've been scoring runs so proficiently that you kind of give yourself a little bit of an area for your starting pitchers to relax.
Well, we did on the second game against Oklahoma. The first game was a 0-0 game in the eighth inning because we were facing a pitcher by the name of Jonathan Gray, who was really outstanding from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So runs were a little bit hard to come by there. But we go into every game with the idea it's going to be a low-scoring, one-run game, and you have to make sure you do things to win the game of that type. If we're fortunate enough to break a game open, then obviously, you know, we enjoy that a lot. Certainly helps the coach's stomach keep it from churning too much. But we go into every game figuring, you know, with the way the bats play and the ballparks play and the roster limits, so you don't have quite the depth of hitters that you once had. You know, we just figure every game's going to be a low-scoring, close game, and that's the nature of college baseball now.
Last minute here with Paul Mainieri, the head baseball coach at LSU. We talked to Coach Savage yesterday, and they will want it low scoring. There's no doubt about it. This is not a team that hits the ball that well, hitting 251. And then you've got North Carolina, North Carolina State. I think you're on the tougher side of the bracket, but let's get at that UCLA. What's your scouting report on the Bruins?
I just have so much respect for John Savage. He's a great coach, great guy. You know, he's done remarkable things at UCLA. He did it before at Irvine. He did before that as a pitching coach at Southern Cal. So great coach. Obviously, he emphasizes pitching and defense. They've been to Omaha now three of the last 4 years, so they have that advantage over us, that the experience of being there. I haven't even seen the new ballpark yet, and I'm the head coach of this team, so none of our players have even seen it. So, you know, I'm hoping that we're not going to go in there a little wide-eyed. I'm kind of glad the game got moved to Sunday because it's going to give us a chance as a first-time group of guys getting there to kind of get our feet back on the ground after the opening ceremonies and all the hecticness and pageantry and all of that kind of stuff, where we can just focus on playing. But, you know, UCLA has I assume they're going to go with Plutko. I don't know if John's announced it or not, but he's an outstanding pitcher. He's a three-time All-Pac-12 pitcher. He pitched the opening game of the World Series last year. We know we're going to be up against an outstanding guy and a great team that catches the ball fantastically. So fortunately for us, we've played a lot of those types of games. We went up against Jonathan Gray last Friday night. We've played against Ryan Stanek at Arkansas. You know, we've gone against Jonathan Crawford at Florida. These are all first-round draft choices I'm mentioning. So we're used to this kind of game. If that's how it ends up playing out, then, you know, we've been pretty successful in the low-scoring one-run games as well.
You know, Coach, Nebraska and Creighton would love to have you up some weekend for a little double dip at TD Ameritrade. If you guys want to come up, we can work on that if you want me to.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. You know, I think the world of both Darren and Ed over at Creighton, and they've run great programs as well. You know, my best friend in the world is Jim Hendry. People in Omaha know him a little bit from his days at Creighton University. So I have a very special fondness for Creighton University.
Coach, you mentioned it's been a while since you've been to Omaha. LSU has been to Omaha, haven't been at the new place. How important was it for you and for the program to have this senior class continue that tradition of having every senior class be able to play in Omaha?
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, that weighed on me all year. You know, a lot was made that, you know, think about this statistic I'm going to tell you guys, okay? And don't think we don't use this in recruiting, okay? If you were a four-year player at LSU and you came here any year beginning 1982, you were assured of at least one trip to Omaha. Isn't that amazing? We haven't had a four-year stretch of not coming to Omaha since, you know, back before freshmen arrived here in 1982. So, you know, Katz and Alex Edward and Chris Cotton were our 3 4-year seniors. The other seniors came in as transfers. But those three guys had been here for 4 years. That would have been an awful legacy for them to have. So we're really happy that they're not going to have to go through life with that hanging over their head and that they're going to get to experience Omaha as well.
Paul, I'll let you out of here with this one. I think you're the best team in Omaha. How do you approach that when people say things like that?
Well, I take it as a very nice compliment, but it doesn't give us any advantage when we go out there and play anybody. It doesn't spot us a run or give us any unfair advantage. The truth of the matter is that when the Super Regionals were decided and the matchups were announced, I remember sitting with talking on the phone with Brian O'Connor at Virginia, who was my pitching coach for 9 years at Notre Dame. We were very close, and we were both in agreement when we said, all 16 teams that are in the Super Regionals are capable of winning the national championship this year. And I really feel that way. Any of these 8 teams that are coming up there are capable of winning. You know, obviously, I love my team. I think it's a very balanced team, pitching, defense, and hitting. They're a great group of kids. There's great chemistry. You know, I think we have a chance. But, you know, you got to take them one at a time. Anything can happen. We could analyze them all we want, but on the given day, you just have to play better than the team you're playing.
Well, we can't wait to see the purple and gold this weekend and probably for a long time over the next 2 weeks in Omaha. And, Paul, we appreciate your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck to LSU.
Okay, thank you. My pleasure being with you.
Thanks, Coach. Paul Manera here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Head coach at LSU in his 6th year taking over for the legend Skip Bertman, won the national title already and is back there. And, Randy, I just think that most of the teams that are coming to Omaha have outstanding pitching. This team can hit. They're at 308.
Yeah, I think that's where they stand above everybody else. I think pitching-wise, they match up with everybody. I think they're a better hitting team. But it's amazing how things balance out. I think they're the best team in the tournament as well. But the number one national seed is on their side of the bracket. You know, UCLA has been playing pretty good ball lately. North Carolina State, I mean, they have the tougher bracket, even though I think they might be the best team, and they're the number four seed. It's just funny how it all kind of balances out. I think you want to be in the bracket that Indiana and Louisville are in.
The thing that I see, though, is that maybe the pitching that can match up with them in that best of three final, it could be interesting. Louisville is solid. Indiana, which is hard to believe, but if they would get to the final, they've already...
Their three pitchers might be the three strongest.
Yeah, they're very, very solid. So LSU, they're there at least once every 4 years. Big Ten hasn't had any of their teams there since 1984.
And again, we're jumping way ahead here talking about the finals, but it's going to be very important. And LSU, Indiana, all these teams are going to know it. If you can win your side of the bracket, go undefeated, get that extra day of rest, you really get your pitching rotation where you want it to for that three-game series to win the whole enchilada.
The Tuesday night 7 o'clock game will be the UCLA-LSU winner against North Carolina State. That will be the biggest game of the first week.
The winner of that game is your favorite.
So there you go. We'll take a break here in just a moment. Andy from Midway going to join us in a second. We've got Dan McConnell, Louisville baseball coach, going to talk a little NC State, going to talk with Josh Howgie, Tri-City Storm coach. It's all coming up here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Ravenna Tractor Pull. Anavar is this weekend. We've got Nebraska Danger tickets. So it's all coming up in just a little bit here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy from Midway with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's been busy moving cars, trucks, so busy that you haven't been in since we thumped you in the UNK Blue Gold.
I got nothing.
Here's what it is. My teammates were just better than your teammates. It had nothing to do with us.
There is, that's not true. Actually, my teammates care. I'm trying to think of the most politically correct way to say this. If I wouldn't have played so bad, we would have beat you guys. My teammates, they did a great job. All other five of us, as we shot a 6 under, 4 under, something like that, with 6 people.
Well, there you go. Wow, solid, Wendy.
Oh, tough. Yeah, real solid.
Well, what I was getting to here is it takes teamwork. You guys have been telling me about this. We've been talking about salespeople. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about getting cars on the lot. With your maintenance department, we talked about it earlier this week. They continue to do what they're supposed to do to stay up, not just on your products, but anything that needs to get fixed.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely the truth right now. I'll tell you what, down at the Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram facility right now, a lot of big things going on. Some of the changes that have really come into play is on the 3/4 ton Ram trucks right now, they actually increased the incentives a lot over last month. So you're seeing thousands and thousands of dollars difference between where they were priced basically 2 weeks ago and today. We still have those great products that everybody's, come to know and love. The 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the light duty Ram 1500, 4-corner air ride suspension, power folding mirrors, Ram box, which is exclusive only to the Ram line and the Chrysler products. Just a lot of really cool, innovative ideas. I know me personally, I love my Jeep Grand Cherokee. You want to talk about something that's really kind of, a whole different breed in itself. I mean, this vehicle, I actually just had to go to Omaha this weekend so I could play golf on Sunday. And we're still, just wanted to double check, still terrible in Omaha golf, not just Kearney. I got 21, 22 miles to the gallon in a 5.7 liter Hemi engine with 365 horsepower. And literally it was one tank of fuel. Drove 453 miles on one tank of fuel. Didn't have to get out and stop at all. So there's just so much technology, so many changes. I know Chad and I, we were literally sitting down and we were ordering vehicles right before I came on the show. So a lot of great stuff going on. We've got a lot of huge incentives. But it isn't going to be around forever. In inventory right now, we're starting to do build outs for the last of the 13s. 14s are going to start to come in here in the next 60, 90 days. And, the bad thing that I always hate, and I always try and tell everybody this, everybody likes to wait till the very end, till the rebates, the incentives and stuff get super deep. Well, here's my point. I'd rather own the vehicle I want to own and maybe pay just a touch more than own something I don't want to own and get a great deal on it. So just keep that in mind. Folks, if you're at all thinking about doing something between the 1.9% financing on the brand new vehicles right now with approved credit, keep all the rebates, keep all the incentives, just get on down there. Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. Come see Chad Randles and the gang.
Hey, folks, they've got anything that you need, new, pre-owned. They take care of you. Andy, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for the time, buddy.
All right, buddy.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this. Support a great cause and have a good time doing it. Playing in the Tasha Kider Memorial 4-Person Golf Scramble Friday afternoon, June 28th at the Kearney Country Club. You don't have to be a member at the club to play, and all monies go toward the Kearney Elementary Snag Golf Program, which uses age-appropriate equipment and programs to teach the game of golf. This memorial fund will serve kindergarten through 5th grade students in Kearney Elementary Schools. Sign up today for the Tasha Kider Memorial 4-Person Golf Scramble Friday, June 28th at the Kearney Country Club.
Hi, it's the Herd. Summer's here. Weather's great. Kids out of school. So many places you and I'd rather be. But even though you don't want to be at work, business doesn't stop. Good news, though. You can escape the office and still stay connected to your coworkers and clients. Share ideas. Problem solve. Get projects done. How? Just use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. The powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a click. Share your screen and work on documents in real time. And just turn on your webcam to make your online meeting an HD video conference. See each other face-to-face, like meeting in person, easily. launch, or join a meeting from wherever you are, whenever you need to, using your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Even present from an iPad. Sweet. We love GoToMeeting. Try it today free 30 days. For the special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. Remember, use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is below.
We'll see plenty of sunshine today with a breezy wind from the northwest at 10 to 20 and a temperature in the mid-80s. And for tonight, mostly clear skies with a low near 58 degrees. From a WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Brad Rogers.
Right now, it's 81.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Cause here we come.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk some hockey. Josh Howgie and a new guy.
New guy.
They're in studio. We're going to talk with them in just a moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger and the Anavar Ravenna Tractor Pull. I think maybe that's where we'll take Eric this weekend. Get him accustomed to what's going on.
Break
here,
him in.
Here in Kearney.
You know, not really in Nebraska until you're at a tractor pull.
We were talking about that last night. You know there's a small town festival now every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be a website for that, doesn't there? Where's the, you know, where is streetdance.com?
Oh, I like it.
Streetdance.com.
I like it. We'll work on that. That's some good marketing opportunities there.
There you go. Can't have a small town festival without a street dance. Wherever you're at, I know you're going to have a lot of fun. And if you're in Kearney and Grand Island, you can always grab lunch or stop in for a cool refreshment or have an evening meal whenever at the Chicken Coop. Kearney and Grand Island, they're open 7 days a week. Why? Well, you're hungry 7 days a week, obviously. Happy hour from 2 to 5:30 every Monday through Friday, where you can watch every one of your favorite sports. You've got the NBA and the NHL Finals. You've got the U.S. Open. You've got the College World Series. You've got Major League Baseball and anything else that could be possibly on TV. The Panama-U.S. friendly last night. Oh, that was a World Cup qualifier.
That was a World
Cup,
yeah.
There's always friendlies, but that actually counted last night. Doesn't matter. You can watch it at the Chicken Coop. And on Wednesdays, of course, the Chicken Coop has Big Burger Night. Every Wednesday night for just $5, you can order any of the burgers off the menu, like their 7-ounce ground chuck and fries, every Wednesday night for just $5. And it's not something they just make up. It's the same burger you can have on a Sunday afternoon. It's just that on Wednesday night, it's $5. At the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. I know you're geeked up for the Stanley Cup Final.
I am. Original Six Stanley Cup Final. What's not to love about an Original Six Stanley Cup Final?
But
it'll be awesome.
But did you have the finals pick like I did?
I the team that I picked overall is still out there, and I had another. I was right. It's an Original Six. I just chose the Rangers instead of the Bruins, but still, it's an Original Six.
And I got Boston.
I'm not that
Chicago.
Far off.
You got Chicago.
Chicago. I got Chicago winning the whole thing.
Stanley Cup starts tonight, and we've got a little other hockey news before we get back into the College World Series. The Tri-City Storm have filled out their coaching vacancies. J.B. Bittner and Eric Largan are joining us, and they can tell us more about that. Coach Howgie is going to join us, but they are joining the Tri-City Storm. For Bittner, he has been with the South Carolina Stingrays of the ECHL, and he has also been on staff at Ohio State for 3 years. And for Eric, he is kind of getting reunited. And,
oh, dear God.
Yeah, that's as far as I went.
Now, thank you, Herb. Thank you, Herb. Or should I call you Peaches? I'm not sure.
Well,
let's go with Peaches.
Whatever.
It's a good nickname.
The only person I know Peaches was an All-American. I'll take it. Well, so there you go. But coached with Coach Howgie up at Fairbanks and has been in a couple of other places. And I always wonder, what do you do in Alaska? I guess the same thing you do in Kearney, Nebraska, so it shouldn't be that hard of a transition.
You have to bundle up a little bit tighter, though, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Coach Josh Howgie with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, let's start with that. We'll hear from the new guy here in just a minute. You made the announcement today. I've been hearing through the grapevine of people that were
in Kearney. So I know you had some quality applicants and some quality people that you were talking to.
Yeah, it was quite the process. Always difficult when you're trying to make decisions, but this was pretty important for us, and we feel we got two guys that will come right in and be difference makers for us.
Well, tell me a little bit about these two guys and what they do bring to the staff, what you were looking for and what you found with these two guys, at least you're hoping.
Yeah, well, with JB, he's going to come in, you know, having already coached at the, you know, collegiate level, being at Ohio State for 3 years, and then he's, you know, done the pro game here for a couple years. He'll come in, work with our defense, and, you know, his penalty kill in South Carolina last year was outstanding, and he'll come in and you know, take those responsibilities. With Eric, he comes in, you know, me having familiarity with him. We've been together. I know what he's going to do. He can hold me accountable in ways. He knows kind of how to push my buttons and get me going and do different things that way. But he's outstanding with goaltenders and he's won everywhere he's been.
What is this process like? How do you go about finding an assistant coach? How do you gonna run that process and get that short list?
Well, numerous resumes. I mean, all over people. Sending them in, and then anytime you go to a rink, it seems like I'm bumping into somebody who wants to get their name in the hat, and just trying to talk and again build relationships and get to know these guys as quick as you can in a short time. But we really narrowed it down to about eight guys, and then I had Greg Shea make phone calls as well as Mr. Brooks, and they talked to him, and we kind of narrowed it down that way. And again, like, it was just calling references, calling college guys, see who's going to do the, you know, willing to do the work and put the time in, and what relationships we can build that way.
Josh Howgie with us here, head coach of the Tri-City Storm. I know this is a loaded question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You talk to all these guys, what is the perception of the Tri-City Storm outside of the Tri-City area?
Well, I think everybody, you know, kind of views it's maybe a little bit of a smaller market. I mean, the town is a smaller town, and the Tri-Cities are, you know, obviously spread out. But at the same point, like, we have everything you need to be successful here, and it's just, you know, finally getting that together. And I feel like we have two guys that know what it takes to win and will come in right away and make that difference for us. And they're both extremely excited to be here. And, you know, again, like, we have everything you need to be successful. It's just our job to put it in place and get going with it.
Well, that'd be a good question to follow up with Eric, who's kind enough to join us as well. What was your perception of Kearney coming in, and now that you've been able to spend a little bit of time here, has that changed at all?
You know, I don't think it's really changed at all. I know coming into it, it's a great place to have an opportunity to be successful at. Yeah, it's a smaller market, but I think, like Coach said before, I think all the tools are there for us to have a very successful program, and really excited to get started with the opportunity and happy to get going with camp next week.
Eric, just give us a little more background for the folks that are listening out there. Tell them a little bit about yourself and maybe the first few lines of that resume.
Okay. Well, I had an opportunity to play collegiately as a goaltender up at the University of Alaska Fairbanks in the CCHA. And after that, I got started coaching right away with Coach Howgie up at Fairbanks. We had some good success with the Ice Dogs, had an opportunity to win a national championship there. And following that, I wanted to get some head coaching experience. I went to the Twin Cities with a team with the Twin City Northern Lights the past two seasons. And, you know, we just finished up as a runner-up to the national championship this past season, and now get an opportunity to join the Storm staff. And, again, really excited about it.
What's the level of competition like? What's jumping to the USHL going to be from what you've been doing so far?
You know, it's going to be a jump up the ladder. Obviously, the level of talent is going to be a substantial difference. You're talking about working with some of the best players in the country. That's a very exciting opportunity. But I think at the end of the day, too, it's dealing with people, it's managing personalities, and it's getting the most out of your players in order to have an opportunity to win games every night. And, you know, I'm excited to meet all the players on the team. I'm excited to get to know them and excited to have an opportunity to work with them.
We were talking a little bit of baseball earlier. You got good starting pitching in baseball, you're going to be in every game. You get good goaltending, you're obviously going to be in every game. So it's very, very crucial. The role that you're going to play, Eric, obviously very important to the Storm. What is your philosophy when it comes to goaltending? What are you going to maybe do differently than what has been done the last few years? And obviously, Josh, you being around might be able to have some input on that as well.
Well, I think the first thing is just having a goalie guy at practice every day is so key. And I mean, I've seen it firsthand, just having him with our goaltenders up in Alaska, what the difference was. And, you know, those guys went on to college hockey. I've seen him work with goaltenders in this league, like Stefan Williams. And, you know, now they go on to, you know, promising college careers. And, you know, even just guys, him working with Chad Johnson, who's made it to the National Hockey League, and him working one-on-one with him, I've seen it firsthand. So it'll be awesome to have every day.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think just the biggest thing is just have a, you know, a relationship with the goaltenders, be able to bounce ideas off with them, have someone who's played the position. I think it's big to them. You know, goalies are a little bit different. They're a little bit strange. They're a little bit weird. They might be a little bit more needy with things. And, you know, I'm there to support them in any way. If they need to work one-on-one, if they need to bounce ideas, if we got to watch video, whatever it takes for them to be successful and to have a good relationship, to be able to bounce ideas off of, I just think it's important to have someone that's played the position to be able to do it. And, you know, that's what I'm going to hopefully be able to provide with the goalies that are coming in.
Eric Largen, one of the two new assistant coaches named this morning by the Tri-City Storm, and head coach Josh Howgie joining us. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Can't let it go. So Chad Johnson plays football, ride bulls, and he's a goaltender.
Yeah,
I mean,
he does it all.
He
needs bail money.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, up next, you got to start forming the team. Where are we at? I know you got camps coming up. We went through the draft here a month ago. Where's the itinerary or the calendar right now for you?
Tomorrow morning, I'll actually be taking off to Las Vegas and getting camp ready. Camp starts on Monday. We'll have some meetings on Sunday and Saturday, just going over, you know, what their expectations are, what, you know, we expect out of our staff, and, you know, kind of map out the week. Monday and Tuesday is open camp. There'll be 80 kids fighting for about 10 spots to earn their way into main camp. And then main camp, there'll be about 120 kids fighting for the, you know, 25, 30 spots we bring into Kearney.
You ever had a kid like Happy Gilmore try out?
You know, not to that level, but I'm sure there'll be some guys that are scrapping and that are you know, willing to drop the gloves to make the team.
And what do you, I mean, obviously you're looking for talent, but are there some intangibles that you really go, you know, that we're going to give this kid another extra look because of how he plays? What sort of qualities are you looking at besides obviously just being a great hockey player?
Well, we're trying to still change our identity as a hockey team a little bit, and we want to raise the level of guys that compete and the guys that, you know, just what they bring every single shift. So we're going to be looking for guys that are finishing hits, that are going to the net hard, that are back checking all the way to the net, just doing the little detail stuff, guys that are willing to block a shot. And you know, again, like, we want to be a little bit tougher. We want to be able to go into Lincoln and push them around instead of getting pushed around. So, you know, we're going to look for some guys that are, you know, again, willing to finish hits and maybe even scrap once or twice.
And obviously you want that with speed, but if you got to sacrifice one for the other, kind of a physical nature is what you're really looking for, the identity for the team.
Well, and we're going to play up tempo. I mean, that's the way we're going to play. We're going to be we want to have a high octane offense and really push the pace of games. And you're going to have to be able to get up and down the rink if you're going to play for us.
Our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day yesterday is, who's going to win the Stanley Cup Finals? What do you think, geniuses? Who you got, Boston or Chicago?
He wasn't looking at me when he said geniuses, I guarantee it.
You know, for me, I think I'm going to go with the Boston Bruins, actually. I think their goaltender has been very hot, and I think goaltending this time, being a goalie guy myself, I got to go with it a little bit. So I'm going to go with the Bruins.
And I'm going to go with Chicago. I think that they just have too much offense, and they'll find a way to get some offense in the series.
Boy, they did well with that, didn't they?
Yeah.
50, 50. Which one do you want to take? I'll take the other one. It's PTI.
Well, you said you're going to push each other a little bit. Yeah. That worked out pretty well there.
Well, Eric, we welcome you to the community. Hopefully it's a great season of hockey for the Tri-City Storm, and we look forward to chatting with you a lot more. And Josh, this process is over now. Hard to believe, but time to get ready for the next USHL season.
Yeah, it was a tiresome process, but at the end of the day, we got the two guys we wanted, and that's the biggest thing, is we marked two guys that we wanted to get, and they both accepted, so that was huge for us.
Guys, thanks for coming in, being part of the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the rest of the summer.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, our Midtown Mark Cooler question of today is, who do you think will win the U.S. Open? And producer Jeff says Tiger, Rory, Matt, or Phil Mickelson. Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Matt Kuchar, or Phil Mickelson, or do you want to take the field? I'm taking the field.
So am I.
Are you?
Well, statistically that works really, really well in terms of doing that. If I had to pick one guy, Phil's not one of our options.
How you go against Tiger?
Phil Mickelson, I always root for him and Tiger. Phil's out in California today. Focus, whether that needs to be there for him or not. But this is the guy that if he just get off to a good start, even on the non-majors this year, just last weekend, didn't have a good first round. He had the best three rounds, next three rounds. Makes a big weekend. So if he's in contention, and he's a great golfer on these U.S. Open courses, and I look for somebody like a Graham McDowell. I see that Mike Weir is 500-1. No chance. But I think he's the old guy that is going to play well this year.
And there's always somebody that does that. I love watching the Masters more than the U.S. Open because, again, I like to see those low scores.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to watch people suffer on a golf course, I'll tee off.
You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. Close vote yesterday, 54% took Boston, 46% took Chicago on who will win the Stanley Cup Finals. When we come back, Dan O'Connell, Louisville baseball coach, but right now, let's give you a chance to win tickets to the Anavar Tractor Pull. You can use them for either Friday or Saturday. We've got a pair of tickets at 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won anything from us in the last 2 weeks, you are eligible. 888-455-3776. And we won't even make you know anything. We're just going to take...
Ooh, that works well for me.
Like this, we're going to take caller number 5 at 888-455-3776. A pair of tickets to either Friday or Saturday nights and of our tractor pull. And we're back after this.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids. And the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page, type in Colin, Stamps.com, enter...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see plenty of sunshine today with a breezy wind from the northwest at 10 to 20 and a temperature in the mid-80s. And for tonight, mostly clear skies with a low near 58 degrees. From a WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Brad Rogers.
Right now, it's 81.
Doug and Danny's show, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Congratulations to Jason from Hartwell. He was calling number 5. He picks up a pair of tickets to Anavar and the Ravenna Tractor Pull. We'll give away another pair of tickets tomorrow. Also have Nebraska Danger tickets. Plus, we're giving away Nebraska Danger tickets on our Facebook page. So check that out at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Facebook page, ESPN Superstation. Like us there and click on it. Like the post and you could pick up tickets as well. So there you go. Dun da dun da 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 dun 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 dun.
The answer is Ghostbusters. There you go. Dun 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 dun. Never mind. All right, there you go.
And I sang Reunited.
It's 80s flashback weekend.
American Legion baseball last night was good for the area teams as both Kearney, Post 52, and Runza swept Columbus. A little closer for the senior game, 8-7, 16-0 in the juniors. Little Caesars and 5 points swept St. Paul, 12-8 juniors, 10-2 for the seniors. For Grand Island last night, Tom Dinsdale and USAVE swept doubleheaders against Central City. Dinsdale 17-1, 18-7. USAVE 13-1, 12-1. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes swept North Platte 3-1, 15-3. The only split of the night was a lot of extra inning baseball. Hastings 5 points last night, got to play 18 innings. They dropped the first one 9-8 and 8. They won the second one 11-8 in 10 innings. Tonight, Kearney is at Hastings. Yeah.
It's always a lot of fun.
5 points, and Runza will battle at Duncan Field at 8 o'clock. You'll hear it on 1230 a.m. KHAS. So Post 52 and Runza over at Hastings for Kearney. 5 points. They're going to host a doubleheader against Lexington. Hastings Runza will travel to Seward. Grand Island 5 points will host Norfolk. Home Federal is at Norfolk for a doubleheader. TNL also does our Husker recruiting updates on the Friday show, and the Huskers have picked up their fourth oral commitment. How about this kid, Randy? His name's Tanner Farmer. Husker camps are going on this week. He's there. He commits.
Farmer Tan. That's how it would read in the phone book anyway. Farmer Tan.
Highland High School in Illinois. He turned 17 in March. He's 6'4", 300 pounds. Offers from Missouri, Minnesota, Illinois, and other schools. He's also a state championship wrestler. Went 39-0. But he bench pressed 225 pounds 33 times. If he would have been at the NFL Combine this spring when he did that, that would have been ninth among every player that tested out at that position, and he's 17.
And he hasn't even played his senior year of high school football yet. That could be a very, very special start to the recruiting class.
That is psychotic. Is what that is. Psychotic. Nebraska Danger will wrap up the regular season hosting the Tri-Cities Fever coming up on Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Heartland Events Center. And quarterback Jamel Sewell is the IFL Player of the Week on offense for the third time this season. I've got a couple of pair of tickets that I'm going to give away, and then Dan McConnell is going to join us from Louisville to talk baseball in the College World Series. If you would like a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Danger game Saturday night at home, and you haven't won anything on the show in the last 2 weeks, call now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Throwing and rushing, how many total touchdowns did Jamel Sewell have at Colorado last Friday night? Total touchdowns accounted for Jamel Sewell. How many did he have? Combine the rushing and the passing, and that is the answer. If you know, call now. We'll give you Nebraska Danger tickets. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. And we'll be right back.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. The sun is finally shining, the weather's straightening out, and we're celebrating with an all-new summer salads menu. We've traveled the world via the internet, tasting recipes from all corners, and now it's your turn to enjoy the new summer salad menu and 12 beers on tap, including the summer favorite, Leinenkugel Summer Shandy, at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven.
Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
An elite group of Astro scientists shrunk themselves down to study Little Caesar's amazing new deep, deep dish pizza. They are...
Deep Dish Explorers!
Hey, ship, this is Ground Control. How would you describe the 8 deliciously crispy caramelized cheese crust corners of the deep, deep dish pizza?
Delicious.
Thank you, spaceship.
Deep Dish Explorers!
Introducing the Deep Deep Dish Pizza. Hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. Just $8 for a large, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Participating locations plus...
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and the ESPN Radio app. Presented by AutoTrader.com. After dropping Game 2 in Miami, the Spurs bounce back to retake the series lead 2-1. Now it's the Heat's turn to respond as they face a critical Game 4 in San Antonio. Game 4 of the Heat and Spurs.
Miami at San Antonio, Game 4, Thursday night at 8, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see plenty of sunshine today with a breezy wind from the northwest at 10 to 20 and a temperature in the mid-80s. And for tonight, mostly clear skies with a low near 58 degrees. From a WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Brad Rogers.
Right now, it's 81.
We're gonna party like, like it's the end of the world. We're gonna party like.
Congratulations to Myron from Hastings. He knew that Jameel Sewell accounted for 7 touchdowns, 5 through the air, 2 on the ground. Myron from Hastings has won Nebraska Danger tickets. Check out our Facebook page and continue to listen to the Doug and Daddy Show to win tickets to Saturday's game at the Heartland Events Center. Dan McDonald. Well, I'm going to take over as a Louisville coach. Okay, let's go to the College World Series in the very first year. That's crazy.
Yeah, and he's kind of made a habit of it. You know, this is their second time. Right in the middle of that 3 years ago, they had one of the best teams in the country, came up a little bit short with that. So they've had a tremendous amount of success. I just hope they don't wear those softball uniforms.
You love them, don't you?
Oh, God.
By the way, they're not the only ones that have them. NC State has them as well.
Oh, man.
This is an Adidas thing.
The 1979 Houston Astros think those things are ugly. I got a co-ed softball team that wouldn't wear those things in public. I just
Pirates.
Oh.
Astros.
Oh. Make it stop.
Padres.
Yeah, and you notice they're not wearing them anymore.
Is that let's go online and see if we can get Randy one of those, like, just as a T-shirt or a jersey or something.
Oh, no.
The Louisville Cardinal are headed back to the College World Series, and they're in the midst of the best season in school history. And I guess when you talk Louisville, Randy, you talk basketball, the football team has made noise. Now the baseball team is there.
The women's basketball team was second in the country as well. And continuing with that tradition, Louisville, congratulations, Coach.
Dan McConnell joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Made it as a rookie, and now you're back. Has to be a little emotional that now you kind of know what you're doing, right?
Well, you hope so. You hope experience and age helps you helps you become a better coach. Unfortunately, it gets you up in the middle of the night to use the restroom more often as I get older, but hopefully I'm making better decisions, you know, in the dugout and between the lines. But it's been a great year for our university. There's always been a lot of success going on here the last 10 or 15 years especially. And, you know, as a baseball program, maybe one of the last sports of the year, we always just want to do our part and add to everything that's happening here in Louisville.
And, Coach, it wasn't easy to get there. Traveling to Vanderbilt, a team highly respected, and winning that Super Regional there. And to me, it isn't so much the fact that you won it, but just how impressively you won it. Pitching for your team has been outstanding in the postseason.
Yeah, I always say you can't back your way in Omaha. So you're going to beat good teams, good programs. However, ours was definitely a great task and a great challenge because of the quality of teams. We had to beat Miami and Oklahoma State in our own regional, and then we had to go down to the number 2 national seed. But baseball is baseball. You got to pitch, starts on the mound, You got to defend. So if you're going to pitch well, you might as well play good defense behind them. And then you just have to score one more run than your opponent. And it sounds simple, but, you know, whether it's 10-9 or 2-1 or whatever it is, it's we've been fortunate that we've done enough, especially the last couple weeks.
Dan McConnell, head baseball coach of the Louisville Cardinal, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Team is 51-12 as they come into Omaha. Coach, I don't think a lot of people realize it. You've seen Indiana this year, not the way you wanted to start the season, opening game all the way back in February. What can you take from that game, and what do you remember about that maybe opening the eyes of your top 10 team?
Yeah, it's good, though, that we've seen them, because I don't know if Florida State realized how good they were. And we're familiar with Indiana. We play them at least twice a year. This year we played them three times. They beat us twice. We beat them the last time in the ninth. So they've been good games, very competitive. So at least our guys respect them. We know them. We know how talented their lineup is. They've got good starting pitching. And, you know, like all the games out in Omaha, it just comes down to who plays better. Maybe you get a break or two, but, you know, you just want to come out there, handle the circus atmosphere, enjoy it, but you want to stay focused and ready to play between those lines.
Coach, as you mentioned, you were in Omaha 6 years ago. 3 years ago in 2010, you had an outstanding team, and you're kind of on a three-year cycle. Every 3 years, it seems like you're either in Omaha or right on the cusp. Is that how you're kind of designing the program in terms of having kind of that veteran club that can kind of grow and kind of peak and make it all the way to the College World Series?
Well, it has worked out like that. I think if you ask coaches, we'd rather be on the doorstep every year, and at least in the 7 years, we've been in six NCAAs. And so, as we've learned, once you make it to the NCAAs, you have a chance. So back in 1990, I was part of the Citadel team that was the fifth seed going to Miami, and we made it to Omaha. We've seen Fresno State and Stony Brooks, and we've seen four seeds and three seeds make it to Omaha. So first, let's be a program that's in the NCAAs every year, and we've done that six of the past seven. Then it's just going to work out that some teams will be older and a little more experienced than others. The draft has such an impact on what kids show up as well as what kids leave, how many seniors you have. We only have three seniors on this team this year. Two of them are from junior college ranks. So the draft has been, it's good and bad. It's great for our kids, but sometimes it's a little bad for our program overhaul because they do clean us out. And this year, I mean, what do we got, like six or seven kids are getting drafted every year. And that's mostly in the junior class. And so some years you're just a little younger than you'd like, but the benefit of playing those young kids is they grow up quickly and pretty soon they're old. And in college baseball, sophomores are old and juniors are really old.
He is Dan McConnell. He's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready to play Indiana Saturday night right here on ESPN Radio. Obviously, one of the storylines, Coach, that everybody is going to be talking about, and I'm sure you've answered already, is the way you guys like to steal bases. Second in the nation, Adam Engel has 41 of them. Is it just your style, or is that actually just the kind of speed that you have on your ball club?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, one of the challenges of coaching is let's coach to your talent level. You know, you can't make speed guys hit home runs or maybe home run guys steal bases. So you want to just evaluate your talent, and we have recruited a little more speed as the bats have changed and the game has changed. And I was able to steal bases in college. I enjoyed coaching kids to steal bases. So that's definitely the look of our offense. But I like the balance in our offense. There's the stolen bases do stick out, but we sacrifice. We do have a few guys who can hit the ball in the gaps and hit the home runs. I like our balance 1-9, and we're pretty versatile and able to win games, not just one-dimensional. When we went out there in 07, I'm not saying we were one-dimensional, but we were the home run. We hit eight home runs in our three games out there in 07. Now, we did have a 73 stolen base guy in Boomer Whiting, so we did a little bit of both back then, but we're definitely not hitting the home runs at that pace as most teams are, and you guys are out there in the last couple of years, there's just not as many balls leaving the yard.
You're familiar with Omaha. You're familiar with Indiana going 1-2 against them this year. But Indiana, this is going to be a new experience for them. They're the first Big Ten team since 84 to play in the College World Series, and Omaha's kind of in Big Ten country now. Are you afraid that this might not be a neutral game, that it might actually be a road game for you guys?
No. I remember Saturday in my hotel when LSU punched their ticket. I thought, oh, man, all those purple and yellow fans are going to take up all the hotels. and then we made it Sunday night, and I've been saying this. I've been saying this since 07. We caught everybody off guard, even our own fans. They have been waiting for this. And I went to the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. I was a fan. And I went to the Elite Eight game up in Indianapolis against Duke. I was a fan. We're going to travel. And I'd be willing to bet, and I've been saying this publicly, we probably won't beat LSU's fan base, but I think we're going to take second place when it comes to the most fans being out there.
Well, let's get to the important question here, Coach. If you win the national championship, you getting a tattoo?
Well, I never made that public. We're giving our pitching coach a hard time because he said it in our office that he would get it. And I think as coaches, you know, we've all said, oh, shoot, we would definitely do that for a national championship. But I'm not going to say that on the air, and I haven't committed to that yet. But I'm sure if we get closer to that opportunity, I'm going to have to cave and give in.
Dan, we'll let you out of here with this, and what the heck. Well, you got to get there. Let's see what happens. But for the fans that come to watch this first game, tell me about your starting pitcher and what they'll see.
Chad Green has been our number one all year. Pitches off the fastball, low to mid-90s, attacks the strike zone. You know, good breaking stuff, field disposition, handles the running game, does a little bit of everything. But the ultimate Friday night starter is what we call him in college baseball because he sets the tone for the entire weekend in terms of your starting pitching, your bullpen guys that, hey, pound the ball in the zone, be aggressive, force somebody to beat you. And if they beat you, tip your hat to them. But it's not often that happens that someone's able to beat him. So Chad always gives you a chance whenever the ball is flipped to him.
When they're leading after eight, they're undefeated. They got two freshman All-Americans in the bullpen. They got Jeff Thompson right back there with 11-1, and it should be a great, great ball club. Louisville trying to make a move to the national championship, and Coach Dan McConnell giving us time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, we'll let you get back to the rest of your interviews and work, and can't wait to see you this weekend.
You got it. Looking forward to it, guys.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Coach Dan McConnell, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You got selections yet?
Yeah, I haven't filled out my bracket yet, but we talked about before. I think LSU, getting past North Carolina, but I think LSU just has more bats than everybody else. And, God, Indiana, I like their pitching. I don't know. I haven't done the top bracket yet at all. I got to give that some thought. And, you know, Louisville, it's really an open field. It really is an open field. I'm going to have to give it a little bit more of a look. But I like LSU overall. I think they're the best team. But the best team doesn't always win. In fact, the best team probably wins only about one out every five, six times.
Yeah, and I think Louisville just did what they did. I mean, they had a weekend to win at Vanderbilt, who people had as number one or two team in the country, and that's amazing. And maybe we'll just see. And Oregon State, after messing with Kansas State, maybe it's their time to shine again. So we'll make our predictions at the end of the week. And, you know, by the way, we did make it through that whole LSU interview without bringing up Stony Brook. I think Coach Maneri, he was close. Well, we didn't get there last year, and, you know, the guys were hurt, and we didn't even bring that up.
Yeah, you just kind of have that moment. And that's the great thing about baseball. Baseball is so hard, and yet somebody's got to win the game. So even for teams that are good, it's still hard to win. And that's why, like I say, the best team does not always win.
Oh, you had
win
something it. You wanted to play, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. No, so.
We can listen to that.
No, well, you know.
Mark said that, you know, what you were referring to earlier was stripes.
Dun, 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 dun.
It was stripes. Yeah,
when they signed the papers to go into the Army.
Yeah, that's so. Right. There you go. So we're checking out now.
Stripes is a great movie.
Better it is.
Go, better than
I'm not parking the car. I'm abandoning it. You're welcome for that.
Yeah, okay.
You can't leave me. All the plants will die.
Want to thank Paul Maneri, head baseball coach at LSU, Dan McDonald, the head baseball coach at Louisville. Josh Howji for joining us here, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and his new assistant coach, Eric Largent, also coming in. Also, J.B. Bittner joining the staff. I want to thank all of those folks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Hastings live at the 8-man football camp out at Central Community College. We'll be talking with the coaches and assorted players from around the state, getting you ready for Saturday's game at 1:30 on Classic Hits 98.9, plus more Danger and more Anavar Tractor Pull tickets to give away. So there you have it. And don't forget, U.S. Open follows Doug and Daddy Thursday and Friday here on ESPN Radio. So, Randy, stay cool, man.
That's the fact, Jack.
We must go.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.